T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The McNeil and Parkins Show.
670 The Score in Chicago. Shout out to you guys, McNeil and Parkins. Love you guys.
Afternoons on The Score.
Whoa!
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 It's a lily.
Now that's a shot.
Ball runs like a frightened fawn.
WC Fields.
That thing's still running.
I gotta tell you, this is a nice place.
Didn't I tell you? You know, we ought to see about making you a member.
Tony, you ever play that place in Orlando?
No, I never get down there. Well, Disney World.
You know, Al's place. Mount Plymouth? Al Capone built it.
Capone was a golf fanatic, that's right.
So you guys watch A&E.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on The Score.
Oh, yeah. Tony Soprano, Mr. Golf. That's where Tanny's interest level in the conversation ends right now. But he'd never yuck another man's yum. That's my favorite Tannyism. Mr. Non-Golf over there.
I need 2 weeks to myself and watch every Sopranos again. It is the best. Now, Tony sounds so young in that clip, man. That was the early days of the show, right?
What season, Chris?
Yeah, that's season one, pretty sure. Yeah, but you can tell as he put the weight on, the voice changed.
Totally. It's like Springsteen listening to him from the 80s, man. Yeah. It's a little different.
When AJ was still cute.
Oh, yeah. Meadow.
Teddy has...
When was peak Meadow? 18, 19, 20?
Teddy has one of the coolest jobs in Chicago media. For my money, anyway. He gets to cover college football.
Yep.
He gets to do some utility writing. I think that's one way to describe it aptly. Guys go on break in the winter. Casey Johnson gets a break from the Bulls. You'll do a week of Bulls.
Yeah,
you've done a week of the Blackhawks.
I love New Orleans, so I'll be able to take that game from KC, the Knicks. I'll go to Brooklyn.
Cover the PGA Tour.
I did the Masters. We did not do the PGA Championship.
Because they're like the White Sox.
We got pick and choose. I mean, we just can't cover everything, man. Budgets are down. But we're getting into a season now where all of us are actually going to get to play starting tomorrow, right? Are these 80-degree temperatures just rumors?
That's right. No, it's all going to happen. Yeah. I've only been out a couple times locally. So what I want to do right now is do a little toggle between what's going on in golf on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And what Teddy might be able to share with you, so you can use it to your advantage on the local courses. Now, I want to talk, first of all, about Koepka.
Thank you.
I know a Koepka. That's why it's spelled the same. So
like
it's easy for
there,
me to, yeah exactly. So he wins again. It's his fourth major. He's a good-looking guy.
Yes.
He looks like a linebacker. He has got some guns on him. Why should a guy care about Brooks Koepka?
He's different than a lot of those guys out there. So Brandel Chamblee and he have feuded publicly, which is one of the reasons to care. Because if you don't happen to like Brandel, Koepka has been basically giving him the middle finger now for a while, dominating the PGA Championship. But Chamblee had a great line about Koepka. He said he's built like Hulk Hogan and hits it like Ben Hogan. And that's a hell of a combination, as we're seeing. Koepka is a very interesting guy. You know, if it weren't for an injury as a kid, he'd be playing professional baseball right now. So picture a guy like Chris.
Type of an injury didn't he have?
So he had something that happened to his face, and the doctors told him, you can't risk it and play baseball. So that's why he took up golf. So he's got, he's the great nephew of.
Hold on, don't just gloss over that.
Yeah.
Something happened to his face.
He got in some
so
injury.
He couldn't
I think it was a car
baseball.
Accident, actually. It was a car accident. So there was something, I think he broke his nose or something, and the doctor said, you can't risk playing baseball. And that's how he got into golf. But he's got a lot of baseball in his family. He's actually you'll like this, Mac. The great-nephew of former Pirates shortstop Dick Groat.
Wow.
Yeah. And his dad played, I think, minor league baseball. I think he pitched. So picture Chris Bryant, if Chris Bryant had started playing golf as a 5 or 6 year old with that big body and that strength. Now, Koepka is a little bit of a meathead. You know, he's kind of a bro. He's kind of that whole dude.
Did he come from Means?
I think maybe middle class, something like that.
That's the impression. He doesn't strike me as a guy who's...
Well, a lot of golfers, you know, we're not exactly destitute, so I don't think you can you can count that against him. But I will say this for Brooks. He goes and plays at Florida State. He didn't really have much of a college career. He has to go and play in the minor leagues of Europe. That deal where you're, you know, sleeping in your car and you're staying in $20 hotel. Like, he's earned what he's gotten. Now, what makes him different from a lot of the guys on tour is he's basically the opposite of a golf nerd. He did an interview with Barstool, and he's like, yeah, man, I don't like being out there for 5 hours. It's boring. He goes, I get off the course. I don't even remember what I did between holes 5 and 12. So the fact that he's different, I think, is part of his appeal. There's a famous story. He's playing in the British Open where there's so much wind, his ball is oscillating on the green. So some super stuffy guy comes up to him and is like, sir, you're going to have to putt this. And Brooks Koepka turns to him and he goes like, I don't give a bleep what your title is. I'm not playing golf until my ball stops moving. So he's got this irreverence to the game that is refreshing and different from a lot of players.
Okay. Now, this is...
that doesn't sound like that worked out.
Well, I mean, you know, give it some time. Let me digest it and watch him again and see if I want to be a member of Koepka Nation. You've got a buddy coming into town for 3 days.
Yeah.
He loves golf, and he's heard all of these wonderful stories about how Chicagoland has so many great public courses.
Truth.
You're going to take him out on Friday afternoon, Saturday, and again on Sunday. The top three public courses in Chicagoland. Everybody can play them if they've got the trump.
So how much money do you got? Like, are you going to spend? Because that would be the first question. Decent amount?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. If you want to impress your buddy, you got to...
Like, they're different classes of courses. So I would say, first, you want to know how much money you got and if you want to be really challenged by the best. Like, if you want to play where Tiger has played and all those guys, it's Dubs Dread. It's Cog Hill number 4. Now, I don't particularly like it there that much because it's so flipping hard and it's quite expensive. I really enjoy the Glen Club, but that's also expensive. I think Harborside... Harborside is really fun.
It's a links course that's kind of stinky, too. You get a lot of Calumet Harbor stench blowing in.
It was built on a garbage dump.
Right.
That is very true.
Very south sidey.
And if it's a windy day, it can be a little unpleasant because it blows really hard. But when you're trying to think of like a cool place to bring your buddy, you go to Harborside because there's kind of nothing else like it in the area. So that's kind of a cool place. Now, a couple that I really like that are especially affordable... Glencoe, Ravislow. Ravislow's sneaky good, man. That's on the south side. So that used to be a Jewish club, a private club, and then that became public. So that's a really good one. I put this out on Twitter. A lot of people talk about Stonewall Orchard. If you don't mind driving a little bit, that's up in
Grays Lake.
I've been
to Stonewall. We used to have the Macurko and Harry outing there. It's very nice. There's very few adjacent fairways. It's a nice private adventure, and it's very scenic. Yep.
Oak Meadows is one that's kind of emerging, is really good. I've heard a lot of good things about Mistwood, but I haven't been out there yet.
I've heard good things too.
I saw a TV commercial for that the other day. They got some money to burn. Yeah, they had a TV commercial on during the PGA Championship. Mount Prospect, Cog number 2. Wilmette is pretty good. Let's also not totally forget about Jackson Park and South Shore. Have you been down there and played those?
No.
So Jackson Park is fun because it's good for the ego. It might be 5,700 yards. It's not very difficult. If you play it at the right time, you can get in and out in 3 hours and 40 minutes, something like that. South Shore is the 9-hole kind of companion course that has amazing views of downtown and is right on the lake. So, I mean, it's totally overgrown and the greens are too small now. But Jackson and South Shore, if you can do both those in the same day on a nice weather day, you're going to be in good shape.
You want to text Teddy a question, 670-11, as I continue to whip through a half a dozen or so questions I have for him. Number 3, back to the tour. What did Tiger Woods' recent win at Augusta do for your readership and interest level in the game in terms of what it did for television ratings, what it does for the Tribune's clicks on the website? I would have to think the dip in interest level is precipitous when he's not involved on Saturday and Sunday.
Mac, hopefully it's going to get me to the Masters in 2020 because we got a lot of page views on those Tiger stories. Now, here's why I tell people covering this Masters was the best one I've ever covered, not only because it was such a huge event. There's drama really all the days. And then Sunday, that leaderboard was wild. I remember looking up at one point and saying, what's Dustin Johnson doing up there? Like, I hadn't even thought about him. Suddenly he's in the lead. But we caught a huge break as writers because, as you remember, Sunday the storms were rolling in. So everything happened really early. So usually this Sunday, the final round gets done about 7 o'clock. We're all hunched over a laptop. The final round got done at 2:30. I was able to go out to the 18th green, get some color, and you know, I think write obviously a much better story than I would have had I no time. So Tiger is so good for business, and CBS, they must have just been crying. I mean, that's a rough major for them. When Koepka has a massive lead after two rounds and there's no Tiger on the weekend, that was a blow for them.
Okay. I'll get to some of these text questions in just a little bit. For this is selfish, and you just answered selfishly because you want to go back to Augusta.
Exactly, Masters 2020, baby.
But I'm part of a pretty big demo, baby boomers. As Terry Bors taught us last summer, there never have been more baby boomers alive at one time, and it's growing all the time. I don't know what he was trying to say, but he was convinced more than ever,
popping out of anywhere.
People continue to be born between 1945 and 1965. So that's the 20-year gap that Margaret Mead said these are baby boomers. So I'm at the tail end of that, born in 61. For those of us in that age group, we have to accept we no longer get off the tee the way we used to. We have to accept, you know, there are a lot of things about life that get more challenging as you get older. And golf was challenging enough in my early 30s when I started. Why are there not more 5-star par 3 courses anywhere in America or anywhere in the world? I'm talking about the same types of courses you were mentioning earlier, but only par 3s. And if there's a few 240s and 260s, a 280, that's fine.
By the way, we're getting some good text here. George Dunn, Big Run, those are two good ones. But Mac, to answer your question, Big Run is underrated.
Joliet, right?
I think so. Only played there a couple times, but I was blown away. And perfect name for it. That is like a big ballpark course. I think just because they can't make that much money on them. I mean, how much can you charge for a par 3 course? Do you remember way, way, way back when in downtown Chicago, they had what they called an executive course right down there near Lakeshore Drive?
I do.
Like, this is awesome. Right. And then it lasted for what, 2 seasons? Because you can only charge people maybe $25 or something?
Well, I think they had a problem with errant titles too. I think they
insurance
had,
rates were through the roof. Right. So one course that I think fits that bill is called Willow Hill. So that is built up kind of on a landing type of thing.
Where is Willow Hill?
It is in, I think it's between like Willowdale and, let's look it up.
Okay.
So I don't sound like a complete idiot. I've only lived in Chicago for 30 years. I don't know where anything is without GPS. Willow Hill is really good. That's where you can shoot 39 or 40 and just go out there on a Saturday, Sunday, play in 2 hours and, you know, in 10 minutes and also, build up that ego. So that's a really good one. But here's what I would tell you. The par three courses are now going a lot to the resorts. So I'm trying to get you to go on this golf trip, you know, with my crew in July, and we're going to start at Erin Hills and then up at Sand Valley and Mammoth Dunes. So Sand Valley has a 17-hole par three course called the Sandbox. And it's so fun. You go out there in a group of 7 or 8 guys. You got drinks. You're gambling on every hole. One of the holes you can putt down to the green 100 yards. But in terms of here, we don't really have that. I mean, if you want a quicker golf experience, you got to go to like Play Teen Golf Chicago and hit on a simulator.
Shep says Willow Hill is in Northbrook. Sound right to you?
That's exactly
right.
That's
it. Yes. All right.
Yeah, that really is a good one, man. That's a... especially if you go there in off-peak time, you can play fast, you can play good and put up a good score.
Shep minored in geography at North Central. You know why? Like Jordan, when they asked him why he majored in geography at North Carolina. I like to know where things are. That's a good reason to major in geography.
Republicans play golf, too.
Couple more with Teddy Greenstein from the Tribune on golf, both the PGA and local. I don't think, by the way, that cost would preclude one from a par three course. I'd pay the same thing.
No. It's more, can they make enough money?
Right.
What can they charge you?
Well, they need less land, obviously.
Yes. I think we got to – let's build us a par three golf course,
Matt. Yeah, all we need to do is hit the Powerball. Like that kid in his early 20s up in Wisconsin who recently cashed something like $800 million. That's, 24-year-old kid.
Well, if you want a par – it's par threes, fours, and fives, but South Shore. And it's not far from here. And the views are beautiful. And I mean, not a lot of people know about him, man. It's underrated. So it's probably, I'd guess it's 3,000 yards. You can get around pretty quick. Okay. So South Shore, man, that's good. Right. And hey, the cultural center there has some history. Obama got married there. Cool spot.
Okay, I'll hit it. This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. On Sunday afternoons, we see guys with gorgeous wives and children, and they're embracing, and you just think, man, what a glamorous lifestyle these guys must live. But I have to think, only having had a taste of regular travel a few times in my life, that that is an absolute grind of a lifestyle. A lonely, because it's not like team sports where you got diversions. You got your baseball team's got 25 guys. You're by yourself. You got a coach, maybe. Some of them travel, a massage therapist.
Yeah.
It's got to be a difficult, you know, yes, it's the life they choose, and they wouldn't want to do it any other way, but yeah. It can't be that great all the time.
So I didn't cue you up to ask me this, but it sets up very well. So Dylan Meyer is a former All-America golfer at the University of Illinois. He finished T20 at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock last year. This is a hell of a player. Amazing college career. He's on the web.com tour, and I was talking to him, and I said, man, what's it like? And that's a word he used. It's lonely. So he's not exactly thriving on the tour. And by the way, there's a web.com event this weekend at the Glen Club for anybody listening to golf. We should certainly mention. I'll be out there Thursday. Nick Hardy's going to be there. Doug Gim, Dylan Meyer, a lot of good players. But that is a tough life. Now, one thing I wanted to mention with Koepka, you ask, you know, we're talking about girlfriends. This was really funny over the weekend. So he's got this girlfriend named Jenna Sims, who seems to like the camera an awful lot. So every time Brooks is anywhere nearby, she wants a big, long kiss. And he comes in and gives her like a quick peck and then just keeps moving. So at one point, there's video of her. She's folding her arms. She looks so ticked off. So Brooks is kind of funny that way in that he doesn't just do what his girlfriend wants to do. He's kind of his own man on that front.
That's good. That's good.
I'll give
man.
You so many reasons yeah. to like this guy.
Yes, you absolutely are. I'll give him a chance. When's the next major? Just in time for football season,
Pebble Beach,
right?
Baby, yeah. U.S. Open in June.
I wanted to ask you about 18 holes width in the Tribune. When I was a younger guy, one of my favorite things in Sport Magazine was beers width ...
Yeah.
And sports writers would sit down and just shoot the breeze. And you did 18 holes width a number of different sports personalities, some entertainment people. What are some stories that our listeners would get a kick out of? Who was particularly enjoyable on the golf course, and who was a colossal penis?
Wow. Well, I'm looking at a two-time alum of the 18 holes with column. There are very few. Dan McNeil, Pat Foley. I had a really good time with you doing it in Indiana. I think for several holes, you just spoke in movie quotes. That was the only way that you communicated with
Shocking,
me.
Shocking, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know. Everybody behind the booth is amazed by this.
The man's a menace. Yeah, I say that as soon as
playing the aerial code game. It looks like Mitch didn't pop out of the golf cart because that's you think the movie lines get old. Wait till he starts quizzing you on the area code in Nashville.
Oh, God. That's funny. 615, right?
Yes.
Oh, God. You're
sorry.
One of them, too.
You're one of them, too. Yeah. Some of us had to work before phones had our contacts in their safe.
Sucks to you.
Yes, it did, too. I promise you. Toronto, 416-555-1212.
Who cares?
Yes, I'd like the number of the Toronto Maple Leafs, please.
Old school.
Okay, so who's good, who's bad?
So one of the things that I found interesting about the column was some people are wildly competitive and some people just totally don't care. And it was interesting in terms of coaches. So your coaches who are wildly competitive, Tom Izzo, Chris Collins, like they both wanted to beat me very badly. Kevin Wilson. On the flip side,
the Indiana football coach.
The former Indiana football coach, exactly.
Yes.
Pat Fitzgerald is the opposite. We get to the first tee. He's got a new driver that he's never hit before in his life. We said, you want to go to the range and hit it? He goes, nope, I just like being outside. So some guys have the absolute opposite view. Porter Moser plays with golf clubs from like the 1980s. It's like, dude, you make some money now. Invest in some new stuff. He just doesn't care. He just likes the break from checking out film or recruiting.
Persimmon's heads.
this is kind of funny. So Reese Jones, the guy who redid Dubs Dread, at the end of our round, I said, hey, man, can I give you a call if I have some fact-checking questions? He goes, what are you going to say I shot? So the ego came into play. Flip side, Jarrett Payton. doesn't care about his score. And one time, this is the first time I've ever seen this, I was way off to the right in the rough. He was in the fairway. He picks up his ball from the fairway, drops it next to me in the rough. I said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I just wanted to be here and hang out with you. So that was pretty novel. One story that I have never told that I think you'll get a kick out of. I was actually playing with Bo Ryan and Brett Bielema. Bo Ryan is spending the morning to me bitching because Tom Izzo is taking advantage of the graduate transfer rule. And they just got a kid from Valpo who's going to be really good for Michigan State. This is in the early days of the grad transfer rule. A little bit later, Brett Bielema takes a break, has his phone, does a whole fist pump. I walk over to him. I say, Brett, what's up? He goes, don't tell anybody. We just got Russell Wilson.
Really?
So on the same day that one Wisconsin coach is all upset about the graduate transfer rule, Brett Bielema gets Russell Wilson, and the rest is history in terms of that guy.
Brett Bielema. Boy, a little bit of Wisconsin trivia, and there's been an Ahmad Merritt mentioned today, too, and it's not even 3:30. We got another 2 hours left.
There were a lot of fun guys, though. Bo Ryan was funny. He had all those little golf one-liners.
Who was uncool?
None of them.
Come on.
Danny Mac, here's the thing. If they've agreed
Which
to spend...
Which one was rude to the beverage cart girl? There had to be somebody. Come on, these are sports guys.
These guys are turning it on.
All right, which one hit on the beverage cart girl?
Maybe me. No, I don't know about anyone. Here's one that comes to mind that I thought was pretty funny. I played with Charles Woodson up in Wisconsin at Black Wolf Run, which is a really tough course.
Yes, it is.
Now, Charles Woodson, you see him and you say, damn, he looks the part, man. He is looks like he could, again, just step on the field. Great athlete, great looking guy. Anyway, he probably shot 120. He probably lost 15 golf balls on a tough course, and he's not much of a golfer. So at the end, I do a little video, you know, where I sort of ask him about the round, and I say, Charles, how'd you play today? He goes, I played good. Which to me was like, he's a cornerback, right? If you never get beat on a play. Sometimes maybe you get a little unlucky and stumble, but you have that attitude, I'm going to get him next time. Right. He couldn't admit that he's a horrible golfer. I played pretty good. I thought that was pretty fun. Also, one other fun one. Played with Tim Floyd and Gar Foreman, and they have this nasty kind of golf rivalry. Whenever Gar hits a bad shot, Tim literally laughs out loud at him. I mean, laughs out loud at another man playing golf. And they are so nasty with this that they play out everything. They play stroke play, and they make each other put out their 1 and 2 footers because they want the other guy to shoot a buck 15.
Did John Paxson make you ask him questions about Gar Foreman's game?
Did Gar get to speak for himself on that one?
Oh,
I see what you're saying there. I got you. Pax is a good golfer. That guy can play.
Does he still play, or is he too busy being angry?
Oh, I don't know, man. I think he plays a little bit.
Thank you for the golf break, man. I enjoyed that. And there was one texter who says, God, I can't wait until Parkins gets back.
Oh, that makes two of us.
Nice that Danny's listening on his vacation.
Yeah. No, I heard that once or twice yesterday during a four-hour show. Keep them coming, 670-11. The Parkins is on vacation promos just tickled the hell out of me. We have got 20 minutes or so away. We're going to do a little football. There's a little bit of football news today, too. Ndamukong Suh is going to Tampa, and there is discord in New York, your favorite team, the Jets. They have some issues. Paul Charchian from Fantasy in Minneapolis from KFan and Hub Arkush are both on the docket for a little bit later on. Teddy Greenstein sitting in for Parkins. I'm Mac. You've got the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
As far as the Bears are concerned, not many people give them too much of a chance to defeat the Vikings. What do you think they have to do to accomplish that task?
I'll tell you, I think this guy, Dave Wannstedt, has done a great job. Hey, Wannstedt does look good today. I said winning. Winning's a great deodorant.
Yeah.
I think winning could be a great antihistamine.
I think it could.
They did get him. Someone dumped him with a little bucket.
Yeah.
There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached and have done everything they had to win.
First road win in the months of December and January since 1987. 17 games.
But more important than that, they won and they're going on and they're still in the playoffs.
Yeah, tickets laying around, let me know.
I thought it was Stones. Timmy Sheldon, Dave Wanstead, our pal, celebrating a birthday today. What's Wani, 67 today?
We talking Stones? We done.
A better broadcast for the coach.
He was a decent coach.
And exactly. He's a very good broadcaster.
Very good broadcaster, yeah.
Good in the studio shows.
I'm quick to curl up and be defensive of Dave. I admit that. And I understand why it was so difficult on him here. He did a lot of things that rubbed people wrong because he didn't look like a guy who was unflappable when he was on the sideline. Constantly running his fingers nervously through his hair, pacing up. And he was so mindful of what he was going to say when he stood at the lectern. He stumbled and bumbled his way. That's not the guy I talk to in a private room. A guy who walks in a room and everything stops because of his presence.
He is a large man. He is really liked when he does these broadcasts, you know, studio shows. He calls everyone coach, even if you're like a little twerpy broadcast. Hey, coach. He got totally hosed at the University of Pittsburgh. When people look at what he accomplished in those years compared to what Pitt has done since, he ran into issues with the AD. And
are
that
you kidding me, coach? Please.
For real.
Sir, coach. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves and San Diego are tied one game apiece in the Western Conference Finals. The Wolves return home Monday for Game 6 at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15 for playoff and ticket information. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Couple of other things to celebrate anniversary-wise, but one final note on the golf conversation, just to put a bow on it, please.
Quick advisory. So I'm joining my friends at Sunset Valley a couple weeks ago, and I go, and I'm just going to walk, and I'm just going to play 9, and it's $30. I was like, it seems a little pricey, but whatever. I guess that's what it costs. My buddies went on the Golf Now app, and they paid $28 to ride for 18. And I paid $30 to walk for 9. So before you book those tee times, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not being paid by that app. But, hey, I'm going to be using that from now on.
I don't blame you. That's nice savings. Good for you. Got to shop around, Teddy. Buy yourself another dozen Titleists. Also on the birthday blotter today, and also from the Bears family, Ed Obradovich is celebrating birthday number 79 today. Hopefully with firing brimstone instead of fire and brimstone. They came out firing brimstone. Wow. That is impressive.
Poor Coach Brimstone came out firing with brimstone.
Poor Coach Brimstone got fired, huh?
Who was the Shep, when we were doing the show several years back, who was the Obradovich was so hot at a Titans.
Mike Munchak.
Mike Munchak. That's what it was. Mike Munchak. And just going nuts on Sunday.
This is what you play for, to be a world championship.
Those guys after a loss were gold, right?
Yes, they were. Yeah, much better after a loss, exactly. Which was good. They were perfect for a long, long time together. That's because the team did not win very much. We'll go over some of this 100th anniversary stuff with the Bears with Hub Arkish. In an hour or so. And one other anniversary. And I know people have been missing this lately. I feel bad about it. I am Chief Mackhawk. You know that. Big Chief Mackhawk. Sure. With the absence of something going on right now with our boys, because St. Louis Blues are going to represent the West in the Stanley Cup final. Yeah, that's it. Mike Milbury, the Hawks. We have to live in the past. We do have an anniversary worth recognizing today. It was on this day in 2010 when the Blackhawks all but punched out the San Jose Sharks.
Remember when it's the lowest form of conversation.
The McNeil and Parkins Show brings you This Day in Blackhawks Playoff History.
12 minutes gone in overtime here at the United Center, Game 3. Chicago leads the best of 7, 2-0. Bolden for Kane. Patrick Kane goes to work. He stops, shoots one. And Ivan Novakov. Buffman has control, setting up Kane all the way across. Keith, tough angle. It goes high and wide. Held in by Campbell. Downstairs for Bolin. Out it for Buffman. And he scores! Dustin Buffman wins it in overtime. They call him Big Buff because of his girth.
That was This Day in Blackhawks Playoff History on the McNeil and Parkins Show on 670 The Score.
Yep, it was the girth. That's why we called him Big Buff.
Is that the theme song to About Last Night? What was that there? Or maybe that appeared in St. Elmo's Fire, I think?
I don't know the theme song for this.
It's Eddie Money.
Okay.
So I don't know if that helps.
I feel like I'm watching one of those 80s movies.
Eddie Money. Eddie, as happy as Eddie Money opening a travel agency. Yeah, that's good. Dustin Bufflin with the overtime winner on this day in 2010. Hawks.
They call him Big Buff because of his girth.
Big girth. That was they took a 3-0 lead in the Western Finals against San Jose. They went on to finish the job over the weekend. That was the game where Duncan Keith lost 7 teeth. You remember that?
And missed,
Say that again quickly. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, and immortalized in song. Some of them still live on the internet. The Dustin Bufflin song, I guess, has had 22,000 views on some mope's YouTube account.
There's something that is so fun about Chicago when the Blackhawks or Bulls are deep into the playoffs. And it's like May and June and the weather's getting good and you feel like every night you want to go out and be at a sports bar and watch it.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's obviously it's great when the Cubs or the Sox or the – but it's cold weather. There's something about that summer fun that is just great with those teams.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, business owners suffer during these playoffless springs year after year after year lately. It's only been a couple for the Hawks, but it seems like such a long damn time ago. Doesn't it jump to you, man?
It does. The thing that Teddy's saying, he misses the bar scene and that part of fun playoffs. I miss the Hawks going deep in the playoffs and the Bears going deep in the playoffs because when I first started, that's when listeners would make up these god-awful CDs of their own parody songs and own albums, and just your producer's mailbox would just be full.
Oh, boy.
Chief, I want to win the cup. Singing about the Hawks wanting to win the Stanley
Cup. Even worse than the ones I was doing,
Hey, yours look like platinum, baby.
Boy.
All I Need Is a Miracle, all those kind of songs, you know, people add, man. Yeah.
Ooh, Mike and the Mechanics from 1986.
Now it's just an email box that's flooded with it, so it's not nearly as good as, like, looking at the actual physical CD from back in the day.
That 2010 season, though, conjures up so many fond memories. Shep, I absolutely loved going through that postseason. That was our first full year together with the Spiegel Show, and it culminated on Game 6 on the 9th of June in Philadelphia, and I'm not living in the past. I'm just mindful of it and grateful that I had it. And we were lucky enough to go to Philly twice and Boston twice also.
I mean, it's an inspired shirt choice today. I don't know if we can see that.
It was to celebrate Buff's game winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Buff. Antti Niemi stood on head in that game. I think he made 44 saves.
That expression,
like that.
Exactly. Does that drive you nuts on head? When you hear that with a goalie?
Ask your wife where that came up. She's Canadian. She's a Torontonian.
By the way, the wife, big fan of Brooks Koepka when she's watching, and she goes, who is that?
Yeah, who's he? Muscular man.
Me. And I'm like, he's won 3 majors. Really? Yeah, he really did.
Yeah, but she's married to a very handsome. But no, ask her about stood on head.
Do you think
she might know?
By the way, I was just back at we were there for Passover in Toronto, went back to the Hockey Hall of Fame. I've now been there, Hockey Hall of Fame twice, Baseball Hall of Fame 0 times, even though I'm much more interested in baseball.
Was it open when you went, the Hockey Hall of Fame?
It was open, and it was spectacular. You know, I used to just call it, it's like the largest collection of hockey sweaters, but it's much more fun. Now they have, like, interactive stuff, and the only part I missed was the Pat Foley display. I got to go back for that.
That's right. There is a Pat Foley display.
If not
right?
a display, there's certainly something.
Yeah. I was. I didn't think we'd go here, but Pat gave me one of his HOF, what would you call it? Not embossed.
Okay.
When they stenciled it on there, it says PFHOF, and it has the date on a title list. He gave me a sleeve of those.
Man.
And it was like, do I hit this cut-up top flight when I was running out of biscuits, or do I break into Pat Foley's Hall of Fame balls?
That's kind of a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment there. Somebody gives you a ball, and then you shank it, you know, out of play, and then he's mad at you, and then maybe ask him for another ball, and then Larry would be looking at you.
One sentiment, good riddance.
Good riddance to that titleist.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I don't think you want to rinse the Foley Hall of Fame ball, although it would be funny if you did, no. And then you could get more done.
I took a whack at it, though. Kept it in play. Fortunately, cleaned it up afterward and put it back on the shelf.
Very clutch.
I put it on the shelf for the first time. Coming up top of the hour, some former Soxers. See, you wanted Sox news, Vanzo? Yeah. You got it right here. It doesn't involve current Sox. Todd Frazier and Adam Eaton are going at it, and there's fresh stuff on that. So we'll get into that at the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll check in on a pal in Minneapolis, Paul Charchian, in a few minutes. It's McNeil with Teddy Greenstein sitting in for Danny Parkins on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
As we are joined by the one and only Paul Charchian. Hello, Paul. How's everything?
Everything's awesome. How are you doing? It's been so long. I've missed you guys.
Yeah, we miss you, too. You just make everybody happy, just the sound of your voice. But
that's sweet. Oh, and hi, Terry.
Charge. It's Teddy Greenstein, man. We got Danny Parkins trapped in a closet somewhere, Teddy. So I'm subbing in today. How you
sorry,
doing?
Sorry, I said Terry.
Oh, that was for me.
I thought it was a joke. You were I got called sorry, Akeem Terry. Hicks, Akeem Nicks. I thought you were Terry Borzing me.
Well, let's go with that, actually. That's more brilliant. So yeah. Let's just assume that's the case.
Charge.
Paul Charchian is Mr. Fantasy Football. He's a regular on this radio station. And this segment of the McNeil and Parkins Show is brought to you by Rental Max, Chicagoland's equipment rental. Contractors and industrial businesses, if you need reliable equipment tomorrow, visit or call one of their 8 Chicago area locations staffed with experienced rental equipment experts. And Rental Max will deliver to your site on time, on budget. Visit rentalmax.com. We seek the company of the one and only Paul Charchian from KFan and Fantasy Football's Hall of Fame, and he's our guy, and he's going to be my not roommate, but he's going to be my tour guide this weekend.
Well, if I play my cards right.
Oh, jeez,
there he is. Yeah, you know, you're going to have a room to yourself. Take you out, get you liquored up at Manny's.
Oh, boy. I'll get staked up at Manny's. I know you're a longtime whiskey guy, too. I'm going to have to watch myself around you. You'll be the devil on the shoulder. You'll be like Worm to Mikey McD in Rounders. Yeah.
No. I'm not. If you're on the wagon, I'm not knocking you off the wagon. I can tell you that much.
I'll blame
that
you.
Ain't happening.
Well, I decided a few months ago, actually, I looked at the calendar, and with my hobbies, see, you can't easily find guys to go fishing with, and Charch is not a fisherman, Teddy G, but I've always enjoyed his company, so I need to go to Minnesota, and I'm gonna fish with Pete Bursich from the Vikings Radio Network. Then I'm coming back across the Wisconsin line on this coming Saturday to musky fish with my guy who guides on the Hayward in the Hayward area in Wisconsin. And it's also gonna involve going to the racetrack with this guy, Charge.
Yes. There has to be a gambling element. I knew that.
Yeah, we gotta do something degenerate, do we not?
Well, I hope so. I mean, if I'm not going to be able to hang out in your room, yes, it's going to be a trip to Canterbury. It's not Arlington. Canterbury, but it's a serviceable track, and it'll be fun anyway.
Is it nicer than Churchill Downs, which is the dump of all time?
It is
it
dumpy,
really?
Yes.
I've never been. Is it really a dump?
It really is.
Yeah,
really?
It's a dump. It's a dump. It's a lovable dump, like Fenway Park is.
Oh,
yeah. But
really? I had no idea all this time. It's actually pretty nice because they added a casino, so they were all the casino pays for everything. Really, I think the horse track just breaks even for them.
Slot machines, exactly. Those are the moneymakers.
Yeah, they always are. It's sad that it works that way. But more importantly, and I'm throwing down the gauntlet right here.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the best steakhouse in America.
Oh.
Now, I understand that telling a bunch of people in Chicago that the best steakhouse in America is in Minneapolis is tantamount to going on Kansas City radio and saying the best barbecue is in Minneapolis. But you, Mark, and I'm sure, Dan, you've had amazing meals there. I think, I don't want to set the bar too high, this is going to be the best steak dinner you've had in your life.
Looking forward to it. Absolutely. Because I've never eaten there, and I've heard nothing but great things about people who've traveled, people who've been to Minneapolis.
Absolutely.
They say the same thing.
Get this. And speaking of Chicago, get this. They use one bull. They sires every single steak.
Stop
and the bull's
it.
From Chicago.
Chris Dunn?
So you know it's legit.
very nice.
Oh, thank you. Quick aside, what is the best steak you've had in your life? I'm going to mention three places. Peter Luger, RPM Steak in Chicago, and Joe's Steak and Seafood in Chicago. Those are my top three.
I've only been to Joe's, so I have not been to the other two. So,
Luger's in New York. Yeah,
Luger's
in Brooklyn, right?
Brooklyn.
They will not take a reservation, and they don't take credit cards.
They have people, you have a specific account there.
Yes. Shut up.
I love the artwork, though. Oh, in the restaurant, there's the artwork is this. There's a framed, it's beautifully matted and framed, but it's how to give the Heimlich maneuver. I am not kidding.
When you're having your porterhouse for two, that's going to come in handy.
I'm not kidding. That's on the wall there. That's it. That's the only thing that's on the wall. How to perform the Heimlich.
One other thing on the wall. There's a photo of Johnny Carson inscribed with, "The best meal I've ever had was at
Holy
Peter Luger Steakhouse." Yep.
Well, wow. I had a great steak there. They don't give you a choice of steaks, though.
It's, porterhouse.
Yeah. How do you want your porterhouse cooked?
It comes to your table sizzling.
Yep.
In sections.
And they have one vegetable and one potato for
nothing. That's
tonight.
It?
Yeah, I wouldn't even know.
It must be awesome. If that's all, you have no options, it must be awesome.
So when this thing came to, you know, we started to exchange emails about this, Charge says, "Well, you want to go see the Sox Twins?" I'm thinking, I drive by Sox Park every night on my way home.
Irony.
Often don't stop. But I didn't know the Twins were going to be this wrecking crew.
No kidding. They've had 3-6 home run games this year.
That's insane.
They are on pace to shatter the all-time, and I realize we're at like the one-third mark of the season. Don't remind me. They're on pace to shatter the single season home run record by like 50 home runs. Nobody saw this coming. We knew they had assembled a bunch of guys that were all power hitters. Nobody thought they'd all start hitting at once and that this team would look like it does. Best record or second best record in the American League, first or second in basically every hitting category that involves power of any kind. And, you know, we're used to Twins teams. If you need a run, you need 3 hits and a walk. Now, any at-bat could be a home run. It's crazy what's happening here with baseball.
So will you guys go? Will it depend on the weather, other options?
I think it's weather contingent.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I haven't been to a racetrack in a long time.
I think the track's more fun, I'll be honest.
Maybe you can bet on the horses while you're watching the Twins and Sox.
Well, yeah, I can do that. That's right. We could do both. I can only bet on the horses, you know, from there. So I think that makes more sense. And a frequent guest to your show on Vikings Week is the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
Yep.
He is also our track announcer.
Yeah, because he doesn't work enough as it is.
That's right.
He's
got 3 jobs in addition to working KFAN and the Vikings in Canterbury. So we'll come visit him and maybe watch him do a call from the booth.
Hey, Church, what's Kirk Cousins doing to get inside of his own head on this Tuesday afternoon? How's he screwing himself up today?
Well, I think we're trying to sabotage him in Minnesota, Viking fans. There are so many Viking fans that are irate over the contract and the results through year one that they honest to God want him to fail so that they can be more right and perpetuate the decision that they have made that keeping Cousins was a bad idea. If I say anything good about Cousins, it's a barrage of bad news. If Kirk Cousins posts a picture of himself helping Haitian children with hurricane relief, it's a torrent of "you suck, you're not worth $30 million." It's turned very, very vicious here.
That's too bad, man. Kirk Cousins is one of the nicest dudes in the NFL, is he not?
Yeah, he's
a legend from Michigan State.
He crumbles when the stakes are at the highest.
Steaks. You can't stop talking about steak, Mac.
You're right. Manny's Steakhouse.
That's the one. A lot of people have been texting in asking the name.
Manny's Steakhouse. Now, by the way, we're going to have the Manny's Cut, or at least I'm going to recommend it. Let me tell you, it's off menu. Let me tell you about the Manny's Cut.
Quiet table for two.
it may be intimate. Here's the deal. If you imagine when you get a T-bone or a porterhouse, the big side of that steak is basically a strip, and the little side of that is basically like a fillet.
That's what it is.
So now, the Manny's Cut is, instead of it being cut, say, horizontally, they just take that fillet side of it, and they go down the cow on that side of it. So it's all, the whole steak is just the narrow side of what would have been 4 or 5 or 6 porterhouses.
Wow.
They've lost that piece of meat for everybody else. And so it's expensive and delicious, and I'm buying.
Charge. I love it, man.
It gets you a neighborhood of porterhouses. 6 porterhouses on the plate.
Exactly.
I will see you Friday night, sir. Thank you for the hospitality preemptively. I know it's going to be awesome.
Can I run one quick thing by you? to help me out with my trip to Chicago.
Yes.
That's coming up in a couple of weeks. I am seeing a band play because I will travel to see my favorite bands. And are we going to the Hideout? No. Are we going to the Old Vic? No. Are we going to Lincoln Hall? No. Are we going to the Empty Bottle? No. Are we going to, the Metro? No. We're playing in a cemetery. The National Bohemian Cemetery. Have you ever heard of a concert in a cemetery before?
I have not. I've seen people with boom boxes in cemeteries on Mother's Day. Yeah, bad time to go, but I've not.
Pulaski, 5255 North Pulaski. Man, it does exist. So maybe somebody's messing with you, but it actually does exist.
It and apparently bands play there. So I'm going to
No Grateful Dead jokes, right?
I'll be your tour guide when you get to town, Charge.
That is the deal. Thanks, my friends.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. That's Paul Charchian from KFAN and League Say, FantasyVictory.com, Mr. Fantasy Football. We're going to get back to baseball in just a few minutes. Cubs continuing tonight against the Phillies, as well as Sox, Astros, and former Soxers Adam Eaton and Todd Frazier getting into it, and that situation has escalated more today, so we'll freshen up the script for you in a few minutes on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.